A new year is full of surprises, but one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off USPS and UPS services. So when postage goes up, your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com is like your own personal post office, wherever you are. You can even take care of orders on the go with the mobile app. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Schedule package pickups, automatically find the cheapest and fastest shipping options, and seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. There's even a supply store where you can stock up on mailing supplies, labels, even printers. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. All you need is a computer or phone and printer. Take a chunk out of your mailing and shipping costs this year with Stamps.com. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com code PROGRAM.
Oh, I love this guy. My guy, Justin Jefferson, joining us on CBS Sports Radio. And the reason why I love Justin Jefferson is because I'm just very simple. I don't like when people lie to me. And I've had a lot of times where there will be people that they get drafted and they should have gone a lot earlier. Yeah. And they go, oh, I'm going to be the best wide receiver. All those teams are going to pay. Yeah. And 9 times out of 10, wrong. For sure. Wrong. Justin Jefferson was right. I will never forget that conversation that I had with you right after the draft. And now, look, I don't think there's a better wide receiver in the NFL, let alone the guys that got drafted in front of you.
Crazy. It's been a crazy journey, man. My career has been going very fast, you know, ever since I stepped foot into the league. But just like you said, I'm very blessed, you know, very blessed to be in a situation that I'm in. To have the courage and have the confidence in myself to tell you, you know, that I'm going to be that number one receiver and do what I say, you know. So it's been great, you know. It's great to be here, great to be in front of you right now, great to see you, dog. So it's been a journey, man.
And Justin Jefferson, of course, on behalf of Sleep Number, once again, the greatest care package that I ever got. 2-3 years ago, they sent me like 6-7 items right before the Super Bowl. I still use every item, and I have friends and family. They
change
go,
your life.
Hey, can I get this? Can I get that? I'm like, no, I'm selfish. I'm not giving you
crap. Selfish.
All right? This is me.
Oh, man, Sleep Number has changed it, man. I mean, just the ability to track the amount of sleep that you're having, the recovery process.
Yeah.
I mean, everything has been great working with them. 80% use it for a reason. 80% of NFL players use the bed for a reason. So, hey, might as well go get one.
Bro, you're all business this year. That's what I'm I sense a different Justin Jefferson. You've had fun the last 3-4 years.
Sure.
I'm not saying people are doubting you, but with the injury, you guys didn't make the playoffs after the great year a year ago in the regular season.
Yeah.
I think they're, and this is scary for the rest of the NFL, I wouldn't want to be a defensive back. I think there's a different version of Justin Jefferson coming.
Oh, and then I didn't finish the season last year. Mm-hmm. 8 weeks off, and I still got 1,000 yards. Oh, man.
That's how you know you're a bad dude.
Oh, man. Oh, trust me. Next year is definitely, hey, I can't wait. I can't wait to step foot on the field. I'm definitely, you know, coming into this offseason with a different mindset, of course, wanting to be healthy throughout the whole season. There's definitely different things that I'm, you know, going to be tending to do and, you know, work on as I go on throughout the offseason to make sure that I'm out there on that field every single week. So I'm excited, man. I'm excited to get back out there, excited to see what happens with, you know, of course, our decision with our quarterback and what we're going to do for the rest, you know, of the season. So I'm excited.
It feels like Kirk's not coming back. That's just the way that it feels. Do you feel that too?
I have no idea. I mean, I know I talked to Kirk, of course. I know Kirk wants to be with his team. I know that he has done everything in his power to be out there and to do well for us. And he's been doing great for us. You know, he's been, you know, putting up tremendous numbers for us. So I want him. I would like to have him back. Of course, having that connection with him for 4 years, you know, it's tough to regain that with, you know, a new quarterback. So it's something that I definitely going to be in thought. And
it feels like it's a breakup. Like, you don't want it to end. It feels like it's coming to an end.
I hope not, man. Of course, you know, having that connection with him was great. And, of course, I wouldn't have been in this position without, you know, having him throw me the football. So I would like to have him back. Of course, we're going to see how everything goes. But, you know, hopefully he stays. Hopefully he stays.
So you made a pretty legendary prediction on my show. I'll make a prediction right now. I'm just seeing it. I see Russell Wilson next year as your quarterback.
Really?
That's who I think is going to be quarterback in the Vikings.
Why?
What makes
you say it?
It ain't going to be Denver. We know that. The coach doesn't want him there.
For sure.
I think Justin Fields would have been a good fit for you guys, but we know the Bears aren't going to trade him in division.
Yeah.
So maybe it ends up being a Michael Penix Jr. You go in the draft and get someone. But I think you guys need a veteran. You guys have a good team. KJ, Hockenson, Addison.
Yeah.
There's offensive pieces. You guys got to take advantage of this window now, especially Detroit just did.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I'm right there with you. You're preaching to the choir. You know, I definitely understand everything that's going on. Understand, you know, this is our time to really do what we need to do. Of course, you know, build up on a little bit on our defense and get a couple key pieces. But I'm right there with you. You know, to having a veteran is definitely more comfortable, you know, more reliable, especially they've been in that situation. They had the experience of being in the NFL game. You know, you never really know what you're going to get out of a rookie quarterback. You know, he could be, you know, the best or he could be the worst. I mean, it could be a bust, you know. So you never really know what can happen. There's a lot of things that can go on by getting a rookie quarterback, but – at the end of the day, you know, I'm still going to be myself.
By the way,
regardless,
you are smart too, because you know everyone around here. They're like, we do a different interview whenever you come on, but everyone's going to ask you certain questions.
You kind of
tricked me because you brought up the quarterback first. You don't even allow me time then to talk about your contract. What the heck is going on with the contract? Because it's stupid that they haven't already got the contract done.
Yeah, I mean, I'm right there with you, man. I definitely am ready to you know, sit down with them and sign a piece of paper and, you know, label me as one of the top paid in the game. So
I said this last offseason. I said, get it done last offseason because I don't want to get you upset. And I know you like Minnesota. I know you like the Vikings. Yeah. But I don't want you thinking about maybe going somewhere else.
Nah, you know, that's really not really on my mind. At the end of the day, I'm just playing football. Mm-hmm. No matter where I'm at, no matter who I'm playing for, I'm going to give it my all out there on that field. And I will continue to play the game of football, which I know. So it doesn't matter, you know, who's going to be throwing me the football or, you know, who would I have on my front and my back. I will always, you know, give the game all that I have and just continue to be myself. You never change, you know, no matter how much money I have or the fame that I have. Just being myself.
Well, you already got all the swag. You don't need more money to have more swag.
Come on,
I'm surprised you're not wearing the sunglasses. I'm actually annoyed. I had sunglasses in my backpack. I was ready to rock and roll with the sunglasses. I was annoyed.
Nah, not the sunglasses.
That's what I'm saying.
Today.
You're all business this year.
Yeah, I'm business today.
You even
I'm
got the manicure today. Done as well.
Yeah,
come
man.
On.
You know, man. You know, I got to be on my P's and Q's. Got to be business, you know, aware. I'm getting older, man. I'm getting older.
Yeah,
contracts coming. Contracts coming. You know, just trying to elevate a little bit.
Who are the five best receivers in the NFL if you had to list them?
Of course, I was going to label me as number one. I definitely would say Tyreek Hill is number two. Number three, I would say Davante Adams. Number four, I would say Ja'Marr Chase. Number five, I'll say Stephon Diggs.
Okay. Cooper Kupp. What he did this year was really damn impressive. But then also, Puka Nacua, too.
Oh, yes.
Like, what they just did this year, we know where you are at.
Yes.
I know what Addison is capable of.
Yes.
What do you think you guys could be as a 1-2 punch?
I mean, Addison has definitely been phenomenal. Yeah. I mean, just really from me going down and him having to be that number one receiver, you know, him making plays, him having to take on a whole different role than what he was expected to take on. So I was definitely, you know, happy to be on the sideline during that point to really coach him up a little bit more, to be that, you know, person that he can lean on a little bit more, because Adam was that type of player for
me.
You're
the vet now.
Yeah, for sure.
You know,
and it's crazy.
Wild.
It's very crazy because, you know,
that
I'm only in four.
That conversation we had felt like a day ago.
Exactly. So it's kind of crazy that now I'm on the other side of things. You know, he's kind of leaning on to me to, you know, asking me different questions. Yeah. And, he's expecting different things out of me.
We're going to be talking about you retired in 6-7 years, Hall of Famer, maybe Super Bowl champ.
Facts, man.
You're going to start to get gray hair.
Time is flying, man. Hey, don't remind me, man. Time is flying, man. But I'm just, I'm always grateful to be in this situation that, he wants to learn from me. He wants to be, that type of player. And I'm just, happy to be healthy right now, to go into this next phase of my career.
It's exciting.
It's very exciting. So, hey, I'm ready. Yeah. I'm ready.
By the way, Mike, can I get my poster, please, if you don't mind? We got to have fun, entertaining question at the end. We all know it's Taylor Swift. We all know it's Travis Kelce. We're putting you on the spot. Are they going to eventually get engaged one day? Are there wedding bells coming in their future?
I can say yes. I feel like they're good for each other.
See, that was another smart decision. No one said no yet.
I don't really like how much the NFL has been boosting it.
Okay.
I feel like it should just let it be at this moment. I understand it's a money thing, and it's Taylor Swift.
It's wild because the NFL doesn't ever genuflect to anybody.
For anyone.
And it's kind of worth it for her because they don't need more people watching. They don't need more money, but she brings it.
Oh, yes. All right. Every time, someone scores or make a play, she's on that television. So they're definitely making their money worth having her on that television screen.
Who wins the game?
Is Taylor Swift going to be there?
No, yeah. She's performing in Japan the night
Kansas
before.
Kansas City.
Is there a script? Is this rigged?
Hey, man.
Do you believe that?
I don't know. I'll tell you one thing. I did not ever expect Travis Kelce to be dating Taylor Swift.
Just knew you were going to be the best wide receiver.
Yeah, I that one just flew over my head. I didn't see that one in the script. But hey, you gotta kind of vote for Kansas City.
Yeah.
I mean, Pat Mahomes also has been doing great. He has been through so many different battles, being in Buffalo, being in Baltimore, but he always seemed to break through and do what he needed to do.
All right, I know you got to run. Sleep number. What do you got cooking today?
Oh, the best bed possible.
Man, you've always been sleeping well lately.
Hey, that's been the key to it.
Well,
that's
rested,
been the key.
You look.
That's been the key to success, man. I've been, it's been a journey just getting back on that field. So the recovery process, having that sleep every single day, waking up rejuvenated, ready to go, ready to attack the physical therapy that I was, doing. So it's definitely been a great partnership. I'm definitely excited with the new stuff, the new commercials that we have been coming out with. But the partnership has been great, and I'm definitely happy to be here.
He is my favorite wide receiver in the NFL. He is Justin Jefferson. Justin,
thank you,
great
my
to
man.
See you.
Appreciate you. Same here.